Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday. We're going to get through this together. It is 2 o'clock Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. I am broadcasting from our station, Rev Media Network, and we are broadcasting here on RevMediaNetwork.com. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. I want to tell each of y'all that I surely appreciate the time that you're taking today to listen to our program. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of things, have a lot of good material for you, but first of all, how was your weekend? How did everything come out for you? How did everything feel this weekend? Did you do everything you wanted to do? Did you get some rest? I know I spent most of my time spending time with the kids. We went swimming and, of course, went to church on Sunday, did my part over there as well. But then we didn't have service Sunday nights on the first Sunday. Every Sunday, on Sunday nights, on the first Sunday, we don't have service. We have a big lunch after the first service. I guess everybody's too full to come to the second service. I don't know, just playing. But anyway, we are here on a Monday. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about some things that I want you to learn about. But before I get into that, remind you today, we have the bell again. Anytime you hear that bell, that's something I want you to remember. That's something that I want you to figure out, that I want you to hold deep in your heart, and I want you to make sure you understand what we're doing and trying to make sure you get the word that we're getting. Today we're going to be talking about relationships. So I got to play my relationship song. Relationships. Our song, our theme for the day, relationships, and that's what we're hearing, and that's what you're going to hear. Let's hear that one more time. Relationships. Friends, that's what we're hearing, that's what we're talking about, that's what we're trying to get together and try and have on the show. So relationships are something that we're trying to get together, trying to put the things out there that you're going to understand. Today's topic is going to be about soul ties. It's going to be about dependencies. We're going to break that down, we're going to talk about it, but just for a few minutes, let's just give you our information about our ministry and about what we're doing and about how we're getting things done. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You want to write us? You can write us. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We also have our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. That's therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. You can also email me, David@RevMediaNetwork.com or David@RevMinistries.com. Each of these websites are set up with email and stuff, so I just have all these emails for you to get a hold of them. Want to tell you a praise report on the station. We'd had over 500 regular listeners, and we've had over 1,000 new visitors this month that have stayed on the site and have listened to the downloads or listened to the stream that you're getting live right now. They have listened for anywhere from 5 minutes to 3 to 4 hours. We've had a lot of hits on that. We've had a lot of people tuning in and listening to our programs. A lot of big thanks to Dana Smith and Warner USA, who we piggyback on their signal for 2 hours on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So if you don't tune in to hear it live, you'll hear the rebroadcast of that. But if you can tune in on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday nights, you can hear him. I'd also like to thank Pastor Charles Mellett from North Carolina. He's been doing his show at 8 o'clock on Friday nights and 2 o'clock on Sunday nights. And he's been doing a great job, and you may have heard his promos and stuff that we have on the show. So if you continually listen and continually tune into our shows and tune in throughout the day, you're going to hear different promos and stuff. Now, on my show, I pretty much play my promos and stuff, but I'm going to go in and play a little bit of my friends who broadcast on my show, or on my network. I want to make sure that we get some of their promos in there if we can find them, and if they, I don't know, have them loaded in the tape deck right now, but I will get them loaded. So, amen, my friends. Amen. Today, we're talking about soul ties. Now, we've all had them. We've all seen them. And they're called relationships. We've had them, and we've had them in our lives, and sometimes we've had them good ones, and we've had bad ones. Sometimes we remember the bad ones more than the good ones. So I got some examples today we're going to talk about just for a few minutes before we do our first break. I want to give you some ideas about what soul ties are. Soul ties are anything that you decide to have, anyone that you decide to have a relationship with. Now, soul ties can be from work. Soul ties can be from the gym. Soul ties can be socially. Soul ties can be anything you want as far as relationships. Now, it can be a casual friendship. It can be a friendship with all the emotions and all the excitement. It can be a friendship that is just beneficial to you, as far as you receiving most of the attention, you receiving most of the commitment. We're going to get into that. We're going to try and understand why people can get into relationships and they have the best intentions and it turns out as good friendships, and all of a sudden it goes south. All of a sudden the person you're crazy about, the person you were excited about, is no longer in the picture, because somehow between the craziness of love that you had for them, the affection that you've had for them, the obsession that you had for them, and between having sin to abound in your life, or have sin in the relationship, they're no longer around. They're no longer around. Why? Because it may have been an unhealthy, and probably is, and most likely is, an unhealthy soul tie. My friends, I want you to understand this, that no matter what, and no matter where you are right now in your friendships, in your relationships, in your romance, in your marriage at home, that somewhere along the line, the soul tie was designed, mandated, and put together by how you handled and how you act in your relationships. So what I'm saying, my friends, is that no matter what, your relationships are built on a good soul tie or on a bad soul tie. You see people out there devastated, loved ones crushed, hearts crushed, pouring out. You see someone out there looking and wanting to hold someone in their life. And for some reason, just for some reason, they can't seem to get their life together. I think a very big part of it is, that there was a base that was placed when the relationship built. And that base was never built on God. Maybe it was built on God, but maybe sin was there. I tell you, my friends, you let sin come in the relationship, it's going to dictate the relationship. You let God come into the relationship, truth, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, that stuff dwell in it. You let that stuff, that good stuff, dwell in it. And you're going to see some great results. Now, I was reading something in the Word of God. Now, this is something I usually teach when I'm talking about relationships. This is one of my days that I do the seminar or do the conference, or I'm invited to preach somewhere. I teach this, and so far, I've gotten some good results. You may have heard about it as far as about how this is taught, and I want to get this to you today. We're going to read a scripture. We're going to take a little break. And we'll get back. We're going to go into the scripture. This is found in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Verses 1 through 13. Now, we're not going to read every single one of them, but we're going to highlight just a few of these scriptures to get you the idea. So I'm going to give you some time to get your Word of God out. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. Amen. 2 Samuel 13, verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, a beautiful sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend. Hello. Whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, "Why art thou being the king's son, lean from day to day? Why aren't you eating? Wilt thou not tell me? Something's bothering you. What's wrong?" We all got a friend like that. We all have someone out there like that. And Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said unto him, "Lay thee down on thy bed, and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, and give him me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it, and eat at her hand, that tomorrow my sister would come and bring it to me." Think about this, my friends. Think about it. Amnon wanted something that he couldn't have. He listened to someone that he probably shouldn't be listening to. He devised a plan to have something that wasn't his. We're going to play a quick promotion about our ministry. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutofGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit almostoutofgrace.com. You can get through there through revministries.com, or you can go straight to almostoutofgrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Amen. Hope you like that book commercial. I want you to get this book. I'm trying to remember if this story is actually in the book. I don't think it made it to the final edit on the book. Maybe I'm saving it for Almost Grace Out of Grace 2. Who knows? But I will put this, I promise you this. I'm going to put this, of course, this webcast and this broadcast on the archive site that you can look at. But I'm also going to type this up. If it's not already typed up, I have to check. And I will make an entry into almostoutofgrace.com and put a blog there on relationships. In fact, I'll make sure that's on our ministry site. So if you do go to almostoutofgrace.com, within the next few days, this will be up, and you'll be able to see it. But let's keep reading here. So Abner laid down and made himself sick. And when the king said, was come to see him, Abner said unto him, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Abner's house, and dress him meat. So Tamar, innocent, went to her brother Abner's house and laid down. Where he was laid down. No, she didn't lay down, but he was laid down. And she made him some food and all that stuff. He ate. Okay, he refused to eat. And then he sent all the men out. And went out, and they all went out, every man. We're on verse 10. I'm skipping through this for time. And Abner said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes. Hey, it's my bro. I love him, no problem. I'll do it. And when she had brought them unto the meat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered, nay, my brother, do not force, for no such thing ought to happen in Israel. Do not do this folly. Let me go. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools of Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. So she begged him, told him quit, told him stop. He didn't listen to her voice. He was too strong. He forced her to lay with him. And then instantly almost, then Abner hated her exceedingly so much afterwards that his hatred was greater than the love he had for her. And Abner said unto her, arise and be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause this evil and sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Called his servants and put her away, and bolted the door afterwards. My friends, unhealthy soul ties. First of all, we need to call a special victims unit. Send them over to Tamar. We'll send Detective Nelson and Stabler out there and get the statement, but I think we need to go ahead and arrest Mr. Abner, because we know what he just did. But in light of that, we're talking about bad soul ties. We're talking about good soul ties. There are some good soul ties, and we're going to get into that. This one is a bad soul tie. First, let's look at the scriptures real quick. I'm going to highlight some things for you, and I want you to understand that this is truth. Truth will always defeat lies. Remember that. Remember that. Our belief and how we act and what we do is based on truth. in the Word of God. Any belief outside of truth will not produce godly results. Listen to me. If you believe the relationship you're in, and you're living in sin, and you're living with this person, it's a lie. Your relationship is not built on truth. Biblical truth says, or says, my wife gets on to me about that. Anyway, biblical truth says that must be married if you're going to be sleeping with each other. Fornication is wrong. If you built your relationship on lies, it will not produce godly results. What are the godly results? Well, love, joy, peace, temperance, long-suffering, meekness, good things, good fruits. These are the fruits that God wants in your relationships. So my friends, when I talk to you right now, I'm telling you the truth. Good results are not built on lies. Amnon, supposedly, we're going to say supposedly, because if he really loved this woman, he would want the best thing for this woman. Sometimes letting go is the best thing. Sometimes when you care so much from someone, and you see the disaster that's happening around you, and the disaster happening around them, it's time to let go. Break the cycle. Break the cycle. Now, we're not calling your dates cycle. We're calling it a cycle. So forgive my pronunciation if it's not correct. They're not cycle, but we need to break the cycle. Amnon really should have just said no more. Mm-mm. I won't. I won't defile her. If he loved her that much, he would not have defiled her. He would not have hurt her. He would not have decided that this was it. I needed this now. Instant gratification. Instant satisfaction. Are a result of sexual deviance. It pulls you. It draws you. It makes you want what you shouldn't have. Amnon wanted what he shouldn't have. We know he knew that because of verse number 2. And Amnon was so vexed that he felt sick for his sister. And he thought it hard for him to do anything to her. He knew it was wrong. One thing, when someone is about to sin, they're going to make excuses. They're going to make excuses. They're reasoning why to do it. They're disillusioned. They're disillusioned on what it's going to accomplish. He is the king's son. She is the king's daughter. No, not supposed to happen. He was disillusioned in his fantasy. See, thinking about someone or thinking about something is not wrong. But when that fantasy becomes active, where you dwell on it and you try and make it a part of your life, that is when it becomes wrong. Now I'm telling you this. If you're thinking and lusting and wanting things you shouldn't have, and you think of someone in your office or at another home that you know that you visit, then you got problems. You got to stop. You need to talk to your pastor, and you need to talk to someone that can counsel you. You can beat this. Fantasies are opportunities when they are built on lies. They will destroy lives. They will destroy lives. He allowed himself to fantasize. He knew it was wrong. Then he listened to someone to plot, to plan, to scheme, to get what he wanted. My friends, Amnon had problems. Amnon had problems. He knew it was wrong. You ever about to leave something? You ever about to walk out the door? Leave it. You know it's wrong. You're going to walk away. You know the right path. And then all of a sudden, you're held back. All of a sudden, you're stopped. All of a sudden, you decide to turn around. My friends, I'm telling you this right now. Think of the salt pillar woman in the Bible. When they were running from Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot was taken off and running, and his wife turned around to look back. Think about it. Didn't turn out good for her. It is not going to turn out good for you. When sin is in that room, or sin is in that place, or sin is in a work area, or sin is in a situation where you need to stop, there will always be someone, whether it's that person, whether it's the people around you, whether it's your friend trying to encourage you, or trying to mess up things for you, or whatever, I don't know. There will be a way of escape, there always is, but you stop. You drive off, you get in your vehicle, you take off, all of a sudden you drive back around, and you park. And you think about it even a few minutes. But then all of a sudden, you still go through with it. I'm telling you, my friends, do not allow yourself to be pulled back in. Do not allow yourself to be convinced to do something wrong, especially when you know it. My friends, you cannot build truth out of lies. Lies being sin. Or lies leading to sin. There's no way. There's no way. I'm going to play you a quick promo about our ministry. We'll be right back.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us and we get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888- 201-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. Talking about relationships. Talking about soul ties. For you that joined us late, this is for y'all. Thank you for putting up with me for the next 30 more minutes. We're just having some fun. We're just playing around. This is a good subject that we're talking about, soul ties. I want to make sure we have a lot of stuff for today's show. I put in a lot of different material. We're just barely on a third of what we have planned. So we got plenty of material. What we don't get done, we'll take it onto a Friday show. Remember, Mondays and Fridays, we do relationships. We talk about relationships. I hardly have any call-ins. It's because this is what I love to do, is talk about relationships. And I make it fun. But today, it's just a little serious. I just feel someone's out there that's really needing this. Someone needs to understand, you cannot build truth out of lies. You can't, my friends. You can't. You can't make things happen that aren't meant to happen, especially if you're basing it off of sin. So we talked about Amnon, about him devising and plotting, him knowing that there was a way to quit. He knew not to do that. He knew not to make that happen. Even when his plan in motion dismissed his friends and his guards out the door, his servants. One thing that a soul tie that is bad is going to bring in is, of course, we talked about excuses. We talked about delusion, fantasies. We talked a little about reasoning. Did you see the plea there in verse 12 and 13, the plea from his sister to quit, to stop, to not let this happen. The plea. Doesn't happen. The plea will never stop him. They don't listen to reason. And that's what's happening in relationships. Reasoning has decreased. And violence has increased. Temptation will continue to pull and continue to tug way beyond when you think you're over a certain situation. At this point, he did not listen to reasoning. He did not listen to pleas. Pleas of someone that they love or think they love. My friends, in the final inset here, Amnon decided to go through with whatever he decided to do. Right there, that minute. Instant gratification. But the scripture says in verse 15 that then Amnon hated her exceedingly, that the hatred worth he hated her was greater than the love worth he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. Emotions. Emotions are based off what you believe. They're a reaction. Emotions are a reaction of how you believe. Emotions are a reaction of how you were brought up and how you react. Your surroundings and situations and circumstances are only going to be reacted on how you believe. And the way you react on it is how your emotions are pedigreed or brought up or put together. He hated her. Someone he loved. Someone he cared about. Someone he had respected in verse 2. But why? Because truth is built on the Word of God. The absolute infallible authority. The absolute pure Holy Spirit-filled Word of God. Lies, deceit, delusion, all fall under sin. This was a bad soul tie. How many of this do we see out there? How many of these type of relationships do we see out there in America today, around this world? Divorce rates have increased. Sexual violence and violence, domestic violence has increased. Intolerance become minimal. It's amazing, my friends, how many people out there are in relationships where it's going south, yet they still keep going south with it. They keep holding on to it. They're always claiming to be the victim. They're always claiming to be the one that's hurting. Yet, when we look at it, if you look at it, all of this, all these bad qualities, all these bad qualities built on lies, is going to produce hurt, pain, suffering. My friends, that's a bad soul tie. That's a bad soul tie to have someone you may love at one time and hate the next day. How do you fix it? Well, pray. A lot of prayer. Change a lot of how you're believing and how you're acting. You know better. You were raised better. You know the Word of God. Use it. Pray. Most of these things, when you get this far and this disillusioned, you're going into a very stubborn individual that will not listen to reasoning when he was committing the action or actions. And the only thing you can do is pray, because delusion will lead to deception. Delusion will lead to deception. And deception will lead to a desolate or dissolution or destruction. My friends, that is a bad soul tie. Let me give you an example of a good soul tie, and it's a shorter one, so don't worry. It's actually just one verse. There's several of them in the Word of God. This is the one that I thought that would be the most opposite. And I'm going to cover some of this with you. A little bit more on the bad soul tie, the good soul tie, kind of a comparison. But first, let me go ahead and tell you, a good soul tie. We gotta get a little music for this, okay? I'm gonna find some music for this, but hold on. Give me a sec. Oh, I can't find it quick enough. Okay, we'll use this. Just because it's here, we'll just use it. or just even a good friend that is there for you. Now remember I told you about men and women, best friends, good friends. We've covered that on the show before. Best friend should be your wife. Best friend should be your husband. Anything outside of that's going to create a disorder. Anything outside of that can lead to something. I don't care how close the friends are. It leads, it gives a perception of something else that's happening. So we need to all judge that accordingly. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Then, let's jump all the way down to verse 3. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and with garments and even to his sword and to his bow and his girdle. It's a ceremonial thing. They're not gay. They're a ceremonial thing. I'm sure he had other clothes he put on real quick. Anyway, I'm just having fun with you. That is a good soul tie. What is a good soul tie? A commitment of love, even if it was just friendship, but a commitment that no matter what, my life was your life. My authority was your authority. My clothing is your clothing. And the covenant between them was a strong love and admiration for one another. How many times do I say this on this station? On different days. I mean, no matter on our faith day, no matter on our missions day, no matter on our leadership day, which is Wednesdays, or on our relationship days, Mondays and Fridays. How many times do I say this? You need someone in your life, whether it's your pastor, whether it's your best friend, whether it's someone you're working with in ministry, that wants to see you succeed. Now, the same thing goes with your relationships. You want someone that wants to see success in your life. There is no success in the first example we gave you of the bad soul tie. There's no commitment to the better of the person. No matter what, a good soul tie is going to stand with you. It's not going to tear you down. A good soul tie is not going to hold you bound, broken, and destroyed. It will be a help. It will be an encouragement. It will ratify your life. It'll make things happen. It'll make things become so clear that you know that you have that person in your life that you can count on, that you're not going to be yelled at, that you're not going to be pushed in the corner, that you're not going to be told to shut up, but that your thoughts, love, and compassion count, and that you can count on someone else's love and compassion. Amen. Amen, my friends. We're going to play another quick promo about our ministry, Revelation Ministries, which brings you Midwatch with the Rev, Rev Media Network, and all these fine, strong preachers that come on this network.
Hi, this is David Yanis, host of Midwatch with the Rev and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
You
You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Amen. Welcome back. I hope you understand the difference on the soul ties. I hope that you understand where you're at in your life and what soul ties are not good. We're going to jump into another segment, which I have some articles and stuff that I want to read, but I'm going to save these articles for tomorrow. They're not really relationship articles, so I can do that. They'll fit into tomorrow's talk on faith. I want to keep this momentum going on this relationship thing that we're talking about right now. So I'm going to jump into something that I think that needs to be addressed. And it's a little bit called dependencies on others and dependencies in relationships. So I'm going to mix this up with my scripture of the day. So y'all know what we do on scripture of the day. Amen. That was the scripture of the day music. And welcome to today's scripture of the day. Today's scripture of the day, if you give me a second, I'll have to go find it. But I'm just playing. We have it right here. It's found in Philippians 4, 22, 13. Philippians 4, 22, 13. And you know I don't have it marked. So give me a second. Sorry. Philippians 4, 12 and 13. 12 and 13. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthening me. Now, give me a second to set this up. The control lie. We're exposing lies on what we believe. This segment's typically called Scripture of the Day. But I'm going to introduce a new segment on relationship Mondays and Fridays. And that segment's going to be called Exposing Lies We Believe. There's 20 lies that we generally believe. We're going to cover all 20 of them in the next month and a half. Now, I know we didn't get to do what did you take home from Sunday. We may be able to squeeze that in, but if not, we'll do that tomorrow. I just want to encourage you and let you know. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We have a prayer line. Yes, we do. 888-241-0768. If you aren't on any of our websites listening to this, RevMinistries.com, RevMovieNetwork.com, Midwatch with the Rev, SurvivorsByFaith.com, RelationshipSeries.com, any of our websites. If you're listening anywhere, there is a call in little button there that you can press, and it says click the call. It looks like a phone. It's blue. You can call us. You can let us know what your prayer requests are. If I'm available, I will pick up, or someone in the ministry will pick up. If not, please leave a message. We'll get a hold of you. If you need us to get a hold of you, if you just want to leave your prayer request, we'll pray for you. I guarantee you. We'll pray for you. If you allow me to, I will let you know over the air that we prayed for you as well. Or I can pray for you over the air when I come back online. So, my friends, the control lie. You see yourself as a victim, helpless of circumstances, and controlling people. The control lie. You see yourself as a victim, helpless of circumstances, and controlling people. Why is that not true? You know anyone like that they're helpless and victim? Let me give you some key points. They will have a childlike desire for people to take care of them or to provide. They would want other people or situations to dictate decisions for them. They have boundaries that are set for them, and they want these boundaries. They do nothing to stop people from setting boundaries on them. They want someone else to meet their needs because they're in a dependent type relationship. They allow themselves to be the victim, but because they stay in the situation, they become more a volunteer than victim. Now I'm going to get into a little detail here. This is a personality. So it's considered that the dependent personality type is a victim personality type. Those are the four things or five things that a victim will always say, always have in their life. But it's all the circumstance. Consider that there is no one. Now get this. This is by Dr. Paul Carlin. This little thing we're doing, Exposing Lies We Believe. It's from a book that I've been reading that he wrote. And it's considered that there is no controlling people, only people who allow themselves to be controlled. And I'm sure you've heard that from other people. But I want you to know that this people, me, is telling you this. Consider, there is no controlling people, only people who allow themselves to be controlled. It happens a lot. Independent personalities, victim personalities, they want to get all the attention. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants to take care of me. Oh, I'm stuck in this relationship. Oh, it's not going to happen for me. Oh, I can't believe I'm stuck here. I can't divorce. I can't stay with this person. I can't do this. Oh, I can't survive on my own. Oh, all this kind of relationship stuff. And it could be people that are single parents as well. It could be people in dating relationships and making the same excuses why they don't get married. Oh, I don't want to get divorced, so I don't get married, and I'm still living in sin, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my friends. Anyway. Circumstances can't dictate you to be a victim or dependent. What do we have to do? Well, in this relationship, first of all, Scripture says in Philippians, I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Jesus says, if you are in the Word of God and a prayer person, no matter what, prayer and the Word of God is going to get you through a lot, my friends. This individual, whoever it is out there, needs to understand that God did not place you in that situation, that you are an overcomer, and you can get through this. Romans 8:28. We'll turn really quick while we have time. And we have time because we run the station, so we'll be okay if we go a little bit over. I like to keep the shows about an hour long. 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We shared that last Friday and last Monday. I'm telling you, my friends, you need to be a circumstance overcomer. A circumstance overcomer. No matter what. You have not been placed in a relationship to be destroyed, dismantled, disfigured, disgruntled, whatever. It is not God's will for you to be someone else's victim. Or for you to be dependent on someone. You need to be dependent on God. Trust God. You may have to change your livelihood a little. Because if you're depending on someone else to take care of you, you probably weren't having a job. So, my friends, what I'm saying is this. It's today's scripture of the day. Philippians 4:12-13. You need to not continue to believe the lies. We're exposing lies here on Rev Media Network on the Midwatch with the Rev Show. Amen. Got a click in your ear. I'm sorry. I'm trying to move some of these buttons while we're doing that. I got to fix that wave. It has a little bit of a click at the end of it. I'll get that fixed and put that back on the station. shortly, another time, I suppose. But either way, my friends, I want you to understand this, that no matter what, God is excited about your life. God is excited about your ministry. You know your family's a ministry? You know that. Everybody in your home needs to be ministered to. Everybody in your home. You're the minister in your home. You're the priest. You need to take care of that. You need to take care of that, my friends. Well, I just want to spend the last 3 minutes of the show just to give you some information about what we're getting done. We are live every Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock here on the Rev, Midwatch with the Rev. Within the next 2 weeks, we're going to start broadcasting. I'm going to put some stuff in the players that you can hear this, some stuff on the shows, so you can hear this throughout the shows. But within the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a television show, 30-minute television show on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. It'll be on our television channel. So I want you to get ready for that, and hopefully we get some good material. I am going to cover relationships on the television show. One day is going to be relationships. The other day is just going to be talking about faith and everything else and giving headlines. I really think that we need to attack. Stop being on the defensive when it comes to teaching the Word of God. We need to go out there and boldly profess our faith. And that's why this station's put together, because it's given the opportunity of people that normally would not be on the air on a regular channel, like on the channels you get on your radio and stuff, but it gives them a venue or an avenue, whatever you want to call it, that they can actually get the Word of God out, that they have in their heart, that they've sanctified, that they've prayed over. There are hundreds of sermons that you preach every single year if you're a pastor. And it's good. Even if you're an evangelist or minister, get your own show. I'm an associate pastor here at Metro Church, but before that I just was evangelizing a lot, and I just really think that God has a good plan, good ideas for this ministry that I'm a part of. So I'm just jumping in and helping out where I can. But I think right now God is looking for people that are inventive, creative. They're going to go out there and take what they can. Now I am taking the media information, and I'm taking all the stuff that I can do on the websites and books. We can produce really nice books. I don't know if you viewed our books on Rev Media Publishing or publishingchristianauthors.com, but you can go to either of those links, publishingchristianauthors.com or revmediapublishing.com, and you'll see our books. We do a really good job at trying to get the media out there. I pray that you would consider supporting us. We have a giving page now on our website, and you can give at 4 different levels, 5 different levels if you want to give, or you can just donate on any of the donate buttons throughout the websites that you visit when you visit our stations and our archive stations and stuff. So pray about it, believe it, understand it, and let us know how we can help. Let us know what kind of subjects that you're going through and things that you want to hear about. I'm going to put some links up on the website that can help as well, that you can give us some feedback form of subjects you might want to talk about. Amen? And my friends, you know what that whistle is. If it didn't blow your eardrums out, and you can tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we're going to be talking about faith. So my friends, till next time, we're going to sign out and tell you, thank you for listening to The Midwatch. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And you can listen to us anytime on our archives or anytime that these programs are playing on the live station, on the radio channel, on any of our podcast sites. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Midwatch with the Rev. We'll see you tomorrow on the Midwatch. I'm going to go to the hospital.